You're listening to Dr. Bill Cortestis and Dr. Gaurav Bahardi on It's Complicated, the podcast that uncomplicates the mental and physical aspects of life and the aesthetic surgery to help anyone committed to achieving their personal best. Through the stories of the past and present patients, Drs. Cortestis and Bahardi share their unique vision for the future of aesthetic medicine and bring perspective for the leading edge of medicine, innovation, and entrepreneurship.
Welcome to the end of 22.
It's been a year, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a big year for us, and excited about it, in all honesty, and excited about what we're doing next year. But I'd love to kind of look back a little bit and you tell me a little bit about, I don't know, what are some of your high points looking back at 22?
You know, I think the high point for me in 22 was, I would say sometimes the biggest things that are make me feel good are, you know, those thank yous when the patient sees you and it's something and you get this response from them about, you know, you changed my life. And, you know, we've been growing this year, trying to expand our enterprise and take care of more patients. But I forget how amazing it is, like what we get to do on a day-to-day basis. I think that's incredible. My kids are getting bigger. They're doing more and more stuff. Time just keeps going by. And this year went by too damn fast. I don't know how you feel about that. I mean,
it seems like we just started, honestly. And like, look back and I'm like, oh my God, 22 is over. I mean, I can't believe that we've gotten the end of the year already. And we've been able to grow. And all honesty, that may be one of the most beneficial things of 22 is the growth and the talent that we've had within our organization. And not only from the physician level, but from kind of the organizational level. We can't be where we're at today without all the people that are there with us every day. And it's pretty amazing.
No, I mean, listen, it's like a professional sports team. I mean, we are only as good as our team. And we are absolutely surrounding ourselves with incredible talent. And it's not us. It's not you and me. It's everybody else behind us that's part of this incredible story and journey. And it's just so fulfilling.
Are you a New Year's resolution kind of guy? Do you set forth new goals and plans?
No, one of my resolutions this year is I always make resolutions and I sort of get to them, maybe don't stick to them. And so mine is I'm just going to be tactical. And when I need to get something done, I'm going to get it done and try to make a plan and how I'm going to achieve it and just make it happen. And if I'm not, I'm not even going to try. So that's my resolution.
Yeah, looking back, this is a good test, right? We're at the end of 22. We're getting ready to start 23. In retrospect, if you look at 22, is there something you should have done that you wish would have done or something you know, you're happy that you did that you didn't necessarily set out to do? This is a really good reflection point for all of us.
Yeah, the one thing I wish I would have done, there are multiple times when I could have done something or been somewhere, but I was worried about working or being productive, meaning like a little kids event, my kids play. I could have just made all those because you can always make everything else work. And the thing that I'm, I guess, most excited about is you always have some periodic, not epic failures, but small failures. And I'm thankful for them because they've taught me stuff. They've taught you stuff and I won't make those mistakes again. And so I'm thankful for my mistakes.
That's great perspective. Honestly, I use this time period as a reflection time. I look back at 22 and look forward. And people who know me know that I'm a big NBA basketball fan. One of my favorite players of all time, Kobe Bryant. And yeah, I live by some of the words he, God rest his soul, lived by the words that he has kind of passed forward. And one of those is like, you know, you want to take every day and every moment you have to try to get better and to better yourself from the day before. And that's what I try to impart on my family, my friends, and everybody around me is like, you know what? I can only control what I can control. Let me try to do tomorrow better than what I could do today. And then that's my New Year's resolution pretty much every year. And I try to break it down from a spiritual standpoint, physical standpoint, mental standpoint, plastic surgery standpoint. Because again, I want to get better. I want our organization to be the best organization it can be. I want to be the best friend that I can be. I want to be the best father that I can be. I want to be the best teammate that I can be. And I want, you know, me to be the best surgeon that I can be. And we're all in this little race by ourselves, right? We're not trying to beat the next person across the way. We're all we're all on this journey. We're taking this journey day by day. And my individual journey is to try to help those around me and to get better every day. If you could kind of summarize in just a little bit of time, like, what do you look forward to for us and for you individually in 23? What do you want to see for HKB?
The biggest thing is I want to see us be an organization where we communicate in a way that is very smart and fluid and efficient. We want to provide, obviously, the most incredible care for all of our patients, but also for all of our team. You know, we forget, like, when we take care of a patient, when you do a surgery on a patient and you get, you know, this result that both of you are so proud of, let's talk about how many people went into that. Okay. So that patient initially contacts the office. They talk to one of our lovely admin people. That's one or two people. Then the patient will come in to see you. They'll check in with one of our check-in people. That's another person. Then they'll come back and see us. And then one of our nurses will see them. That's another person. And then after we're done, they'll see us. And then they might meet one of our fellows as well. And then they're going to meet a patient care coordinator. All right, already there, it's about almost six people. And then you're going to actually have a procedure done. And they're going to come in. They're going to go to the operating room. In the operating room, they're going to meet probably three nurses total during that day. Also have an anesthesia provider. And then they're also going to have a scrub nurse. So just in that situation, they're about a team of about 12 people that make everything happen. But it is remarkable to know that all that happens just for one patient. And that's on an ongoing basis.
It's like a tactical mission, you know, like a military mission. Like, everybody has a part in getting that tactical thing done. It's pretty amazing, right? Like you said, it takes everybody. It takes the team to be able to make it happen. So I love that. I'm excited about where aesthetics is going. And with some of the new technologies that are available and the new products and the fact that we are going to be able to offer everything for our patients to give them the kind of the best treatment algorithm, and knowing that, hey, this is, we're not going for this overdone look. It's a journey, right? To stop the aging process as best we can so that you can be the best version of you. That's what I'm excited about.
Yeah, definitely. And like, the thing is that I think about this, and I'm also thinking about myself, because I'd say that, you know, lots of things happen to me personally in regards to, you know, I'm in my 40s now. I have four children. I have a demanding career. I subject myself to a fair amount of stress. I try to be healthy, but I can tell, you know, that process of aging is happening. And I'm proud of where I am. But also, sometimes when I see myself and notice some of those changes, I'm just not ready for those changes. And this same thing happens to all of our patients. And so I think people need to open their eyes a little bit more and open their hearts to what we offer them, because this is not meant to change you. This is only meant to help you be your personal best and at times reconcile how you look with how you feel. And it's a big deal. And I can tell you that before, even me, like, I was not a big neuromodulator user, like Botox, Dysport. Now there's Daxxify, ZMN, all these other companies that all have great products. And I was looking at myself in the mirror this year. So I guess that's one thing I didn't mention earlier, is like, I felt like I was looking older. And of course, we're down here, actually, luckily vacationing in the Caribbean right now. And we go to a restaurant, and this beautiful young lady serving us. And somehow we got to the question of guess my age. And we guessed her age below her actual stated age. And then she guesses my age above. And I'm like, shit. You know, it's like those things that happen. But this is not unique to me. This has been happening for everybody. And it's just a way to kind of re-engage and adjust things, because there's so many things that actually hasten and speed up the process of aging, or just transient things that are related to stress and you just not taking care of yourself. And so little things that we offer can really make me feel a lot better and just, you know, just make me feel confident in me and not feel like, oh my God, I'm turning into this old man and I'm not old. I know that. It's much more of an awakening for me, and more people are going to be aware of that, and more guys for sure. This is one of those things where it's just going to be part of our day-to-day existence.
But isn't it cool that you can have some of these little minor procedures? Nobody knows you've had anything done. That's the part that I love the best, is like you can tiptoe in the water. You can have a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Nobody knows any wiser that you've had anything done. And then if there's one particular area that you want to really put more emphasis on, you can actually do a surgical intervention on that to really highlight or to change or to manipulate what that appears like. And that's the beauty of plastic surgery. And I think that's where we're heading. We're heading into this. Let's do this in a stepwise progression to really help with kind of the aging process. And so that, like you said, you can look the way you feel. And that's pretty amazing, honestly. And so I'm pretty pumped about all that.
Yeah, definitely. And it's interesting. Sometimes, you know, when you think about this idea of, all right, what else are we going to do in 2023? You know, there's so many things, because that's a complicated question in the fact that sometimes you don't need to make a resolution for different things. And other times you need to have big change. And it's hard to figure out what's the right balance. And then also, how do you execute that change? And I think for us as an organization, we are at a unique inflection point, because we actually want to implement many, many changes and really make sure we follow this trajectory of just absolute excellence for everyone involved, patients, team. And part of that is, how do you get there? And sometimes it's through little baby steps. Sometimes it's through big strides. And so just with any resolution, I think you have to have a tactical plan to actually make that happen and achieve it. Because if you don't, it probably is going to fall through. And I think the ones who are the most successful, though, are the ones who really give it a lot of thought and methodically plan it. And that's what we are going to need to do going forward.
And again, I'm going to go back to my basketball analogy. The one thing I try to teach my kids every day is, like Kobe always said, if you work hard, you know, every day and you do something, you don't see the small incremental changes that you do. But if you're 6 months down the road and you look back and you're like, holy moly, look how far we've come. That can go across everything from, hey, I'm going to tiptoe into aesthetic surgery or aesthetics, and I'm going to do a little bit here and there. You look 6 months, 9 months, 10 months down the road, and you're like, oh my God, I've just really made some huge changes, even with like skincare, right? People expect all this stuff to be done tomorrow, right? They're like, all right, I'm going to use this new cream, and it's going to make me look 10 years younger tomorrow. No, it's a stepwise progression, right? If you get, it's just this methodical process of doing something every day. So I'm kind of pumped about where we're heading with aesthetics in 23. Do you see any major trends in the future of aesthetics that our patients should look out for?
A couple things. I think that neuromodulators and fillers are going to continue to be on the forefront. I think that we might see a little bit of dialing back on the augmented look, hopefully, and really trying to be this concept of restorative, natural, beautiful results. I think that's really, really important. And we as a enterprise, we as the, you know, aesthetic leaders, meaning all aesthetic providers, need to take control of that. Industry shouldn't be driving that. We need to be. So I think that's part of the thing. And I think they're doing better. They're listening to us. We're working with them collectively. So I'm not knocking our industry partners, because before, I think the content was like, you need to achieve quote unquote full correction. Sometimes that means like 5 to 10 syringes of filler. And like, that just, then you look like you're augmented. And like, so many people have that look, and that's not aesthetic from a generalized standpoint. So I think more of this needs to be catered towards, let's figure out what a patient really wants. Let's figure out what that patient really needs. And that's done through having good rapport. Eventually, that's going to be done through high-end AI, and we'll be able to really critically analyze a patient with, like, you know, a quick set of questions and analysis, imaging. But my fear is that when that happens, then you take us out of it and you and I become irrelevant. And so we're far away from that, but that's probably in the future. But I think it is important that what we do for patients is very customized and it's very unique, because all of us are so freaking different, yet in some ways so similar, but we all have to be treated a little differently. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, I see this trend of less overdone. You know, if we're talking about, you know, you mentioned the face, but I'll kind of transition to the body. And I think the same kind of goes to the body. I think people are going to want more of a natural look, a kind of smaller augmented look. So less fake, more natural in the breast region. And I think from a body standpoint, I think we're going to the less curvy, more athletic look. That's kind of the mainstays of the look that, you know, I see patients going towards in the upcoming year. Okay, G, It's time to get personal for 23. Let's tell our listeners the things that we are planning to do in the new year from an aesthetic standpoint, so they know our regimen.
All right. What I am going to be doing this year is I'm definitely going to get, you know, neuromodulator treatment, Botox, Daxxify, Xeomin, Dysport, one of those agents for my area between my eyebrows. See how it's forming those wrinkles, forehead, squint lines. And that is just so that they're just soft and not going to look so wrinkly and old. And then I'm going to probably do, I always felt like I have a decent jawline, but I always wish I had a little bit more projection here. So I'm going to do something called some Volux treatment to my chin and my jawline just to get a little bit more of a chiseled masculine look. And I think those are my main things that I'm going to do. I'm going to also try to focus on hair preservation. That's like my only great quality. Got a lot of hair everywhere and I don't want to lose any of it. So for my scalp, I'm going to probably use some oral supplements, something like Nutrafol, things containing biotin, and some PRP injections. If I have any further loss of hair here, you know, you can see on my, where my head is right here, I have a little bit of hair loss in this temporal area. At some point I might get some hair transfer there. And Bill, you had that done. And what an incredible thing where literally a hair follicle is extracted and put back in there. I mean, guys, this is like the one thing that is no real thought is needed about this. Like it's just, it's super easy. It's done under local.
It's a no brainer.
It's a no-brainer. And those are my main things. I like some of the muscle stimulation devices that we have, like M-Sculpt. I'd probably use that just to kind of tone up the abs a little bit more. And that's kind of where I'm at now. I'm trying to think, what am I missing, Bill? What do you think I need?
Well, I think you and I probably need to eat a little bit better. One of the things that we're going to focus on in the office is probably better nutrition. So 100%, I think we're going to go down this road of better nutrition. And for our listeners who don't know, G and I work out all the time. We work out together. So we crush it in the gym. Feel really good about that. We probably need to increase our cardio a little bit. You know, G likes his long walks with his wife, which I think is fantastic. I think one thing I really, really want to do is set up my monthly hydrofacial. We have it in the office. We have it in all our offices, and we just need to do it. I think it's one of those things that cleans your pore, keeps your face clean, and I'm going to make sure that I set mine up. And then I'm a little bit older than G. And so I'm going to start taking care of my face a little bit more and probably do some sessions and some microneedling that kind of helps with some kind of tone and texture along that way.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's a good point. You know, as guys, we forget to just take care of our skin. And, you know, ladies are much more ahead of the curve, but like bare minimum, at least use a face wash, you know, morning and night, use a good moisturizer morning and night. And for most guys, they probably can benefit from like some sort of retinol-containing compound at night. I like DEJ night cream to use. Super simple, doesn't smell, and it applies nicely. You don't look greasy and weird afterwards. All those things are critically important. And, you know, one of the things that I notice is that I'm usually pretty lean, and I always am trying to gain muscle mass, and that's a hard thing for me to do, especially because I'm trying to be more healthy now. I'm actually trying to avoid taking supplements. I'm trying to avoid taking exogenous protein supplements. The reason being is that there are a fair amount of those supplements that don't have really effective analysis of what kind of trace minerals are in there. And one of the things that I end up being a little bit afraid of is excess things like iron and different things that could actually be toxic. And so I've backed away from all of that. And so the thing that I'm dealing with is actually getting enough calories, getting enough protein in, because I actually want to gain muscle. So what's happening is I'm probably getting a little leaner in undesirable places. And sometimes that for guys and women, that can be in your face. And so there's certain instances where even a guy may need some filler in their face, you know, whether that be like a HA filler, hyaluronic acid, which is, you know, temporary filler. It can last anywhere from 6 months to a year, maybe a little longer, or you can actually use your own fat if you have fat. And then other options are we can use things like a biostimulator, something like Sculptra, and Radies, these things actually stimulate collagen production, which is really an interesting thing for us to think about.
To that point about, like you said, cream, I'm going to really focus on some of the creams around your eye, because honestly, for me, that's going to be my one sign of aging is around my bags and my lower eyelids. And so I really want to be cognizant of that. I like the Revox 7. and I like the DEJ eye cream. And so I'm going to be a little bit more religious about using that. I'd like to set up my second round of NeoGraft to your point of maintaining hair. I'd love a little bit more. So I probably will set up my second round. So that's my plan for 23. And we're going to continue to crush it. We're going to continue to take care of patients and make sure that we help everybody around us to accomplish their goals. And I think that's the beauty of who G and I are, is that we really do care about everybody that's around us, from patients to staff to coworkers. And we want them to be the best version of themselves and to crush their goals. And so that's what we set out for 23. To be honest with you, if we're going to close on something, I'm going to say that's what we're going to close on. We're going to take care of the people around us.
Yeah. And here's the deal. This is with everything. I think in life, in our business, with our patients, is you just got to take care of all those around you. And if you do, it all works out. And it's almost like this, you know, the laws of karma really do work. And it feels good to be positive. It feels good to help somebody do something, help somebody achieve something, or just to be there to listen. But if you can maintain this kind of positive attitude and help be solution minded, we all have a choice to make. And I forgot where I heard this, and I'm trying to do this more, especially with my kids, is that you have a choice. Everything that happens, everything, every way that you react, every situation, you have a choice how you're going to do that. And sometimes you're going to make the right choice. Other times you're going to make the wrong choice and get in your own way. We all cause our own problems. We all get in our own ways, or we don't let other people help us when we should. And we just need to. And so Bill and I are lucky because we have each other to sort of check each other. And we have now other people that we have that can help check us. But I think one of the things that we're going to try to work on is we're going to try to help empower them more so they can help us even more, so that we can actually help them. And at the end of the day, this all trickles down to our patients. So it's a really interesting phenomena. And I think Bill and I are learning this through our practice, but we're also learning it with our kids, with our wives, with all of our relationships. You know, at the end of the day, all this shit's complicated. But when you really distill it down, it ends up being pretty simple. So it's just kind of conundrum. And this is vintage G speak. Anybody knows me, you know what that is. It's when I tell a patient when they call and they have a little bit of bleeding to hold firm, but gentle pressure, meaning you say two opposite ends of an answer, but you bring them together. And I think that is life, though, in a weird way. It's like, that's how things really are. Things aren't really black and white always. What do you think, Bill? Is that a good G speak description?
I love it. It's complicated, but simple. I mean, that's it in a nutshell.
That should be the damn title.
It's complicated, but simple. Tell you what, though, I'm glad we're doing it together.
Yep.
Thank you for all that, those that helped us in 22, and for all the patients that believed in us and helped us get to where we're at, and allowing us to be part of your journey. And we look forward to taking care of everybody in 23.
Yep. And also, big shout out to our team, our organization, our just kick-ass surgeons, our kick-ass other providers, injectors, PAs, NPs. We are so strong. Everybody is so good at what they do. And so this is just a phenomenal thing that we have going on. And we're just blessed. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
And it's going to be great.
Links to learn more about anything mentioned on today's show are available in the show notes. To learn more about Dr. Bill Cortesis and Dr. Gaurav Bahardi and the entire team of HKB Cosmetic Surgery, just go to hkbsurgery.com or follow HKB on Instagram at HKB Cosmetic Surgery. Subscribe to our newsletter for key takeaways from each episode, links to any resources we discuss, and promo codes or giveaways from HKB and our partners. If this show has helped you in any way, if you learned something, write a review on Apple Podcasts and share the podcast with a friend. Take a screenshot of this podcast episode with your phone and show it at your consultation or appointment, or mention the promo code PODCAST to receive $25 off any service or product of $50 or more. It's Complicated is a production of The Axis, THEAXIS.io.